Hello, Giorgio. Thank you for taking your time. Tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us more on how to become a backend developer.
Ciao, guys. I am Giorgio. I am the tech lead cloud solution here in 7PIX. I'm working in IT industries from 2006. How I started this job? Easy, as a developer. I started to develop when I started to mount the alarm clock in my parents' house. I always have the attitude to know or want to know how the thing works. Be the developer was the common sense and the common path that I take when my father, at my seventh birthday, gave me the Commodore 64. From there, the path and my journey was easy. I focus myself on that. I keep organized myself, and I started to be passionate in this job.
And what would you say to the developers of tomorrow?
As a first thing to program or develop is be organized, either mentally then practically. When you know or when you have the feeling or awareness to know how to proceed, all the stuff is easy. I also be unlucky because my time with my old Commodore was limited. My father allowed me to play with the Commodore only 1 hour, maximum 1 hour and a half. So I have a short time to have the practice. So I needed to prepare myself, and after I can practice with my beautiful PC.
And tell us, what is the first thing you learned?
I learn how develop and how code following the old school. I learn by reading the book. I remember that my first book was very huge and was pretty on the assembly language, machine-oriented language. And I spend and I write a lot of to understand, to practice and realize my first for loop and my first if-else instruction.
That's interesting. Tell us, what is the first program you wrote?
My first experience to develop a software program is Forza 4. It's a game where you need to align four buttons of the same color, or vertically, horizontally, or diagonally.
Why you choose cloud?
Why cloud? The cloud now is the common solution to realize the simple software program or manage a huge enterprise platform for the company. Before, there is the cluster. I start in that way to manage a cluster or an entire server room. What the cloud gives to us is the benefit to avoid this kind of activity. Who don't know or who won't know why this is so expensive or require a lot of effort, I suggest to make the experience, deploy or create in your home your personal cluster. After, you will start to understand what is the complication to manage that and why cloud is the simple and easy solution to apply for the software development.
Would you say coding is practical?
What is the core of coding is speak with the people or the stakeholder to understand what you have to create. Speak with your peers. You need the help of the other at the beginning. If you cannot speak, if you cannot communicate, a developer is alone. Third is your attitude, your behavior to approach to the coding, to hold yourself in front of the problem and how you solve these problems that you have during the development. The pure coding is only a sequence of instruction. As I told you before, it is something other else. It's how you approach to the problem solving. How much is your attitude to find the problem and solve that? How much time you spend? How is your motivation to that? How is your passion to do that? The code is all of that. I hope that continue to be practical in that way, because otherwise I need to looking for a new job, and I don't want, because I love the job. I love develop. I love code. I love solve the problem that turn around the software development. How you structure the system, how you design this part, how you fulfill that. Every context can be the same, but not equal. Every time that you approach yourself to do the same thing, every time is different. And there is always new challenge in that.
And what do you need to become a developer?
To be a developer, more or less, is required. Math. Without math, we don't go anywhere. Why? All the computer science is strongly found over mathematical concept. If you don't have the awareness of that, forgot. Second, an analytical skill. So you be able or should be able to analyze the problem. They analyze what you have to do, but not to find the issue or the problem. To analyze, to understand what you have to do, and start to design your method or your way. The last part is the speak. A lot of developer, a lot of programmer is the classical nerd, but there is now the community software or the software community, network of communities. The people that start to speak start to create new ideas born by simple speaking, and a solution also if it's a stupid solution born because you speak with someone else.
How do you know someone has lots of opportunities in coding?
How I recognize a developer is pretty easy for me. The attitude that he or she has, the personality. The developer is a person, it's not someone that make the code. So I need to see your skill in the development and the programming, but I need to see also your personal skill, your behavior, your attitude, how you think, how you feel, that this is the most important thing. In that way, I can tell you, okay, you can be a good developer or a good programmer or a good designer or whatever, or whatever else.
So what are the benefits of being a programmer?
Okay, what is the benefit of the developer? Choose between blue pill and red pill. When you take the red pill, you discover what is in the bottom of the rabbit hole.
On your opinion, what is the most grateful in coding?
As I explained before, the developer is a person. So if the person doesn't work, also the developer doesn't work. You need to consider your attitude, behavior, your feeling, your state, your mood when you start to develop. Every day, my first activity is say, hello, good morning, how are you? For each member of my team. Why? Because I want that they feel comfortable today at work. If there is something that make you out of focus or make you wrong, your quality, your code will go down. And this is not good for you as developer and for you as person.
For our last question, do you have any suggestions for coding beginners?
Come here and learn with us. The satisfaction is personal. I can speak about mine. I feel satisfied when my code works at the first time. I can feel satisfied and happy when there is a huge issue, a huge problem, and we, with my team, find and solve this issue. I find satisfied, and I would satisfy also the other, when we are under stress, we make our job, we did a great job, and at the end we need something like a pizza, a beer, or something that satisfy our effort. The developers of tomorrow has a lot of shadows and a lot of mixture. The most important thing that I want to tell you is try to see us, the past. try to make better what we've wrong. Learn by our experience and make yourself good. What I recommend is math, analytics or analytical skill, and soft skill like communication, behavior, and feeling. This is the key and this is the base. If you have a good base, you can do good stuff. If you don't have a good base, maybe you can have some regrets after.
Thank you very much for the interview, Giorgio.